Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Whether you're looking to start a career with no student loans or change careers to land one of the happiest jobs in the world, yep, that's construction, Build Mississippi can help. Visit buildmississippi.com to learn why a career in the trades deserves another look. buildmississippi.com. Your future is waiting.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to this edition of the Rebel Report Podcast. My name is Michael Borky. Always appreciate you being here wherever you are. Just glad that you are here on this Thursday night. And let me guess, we are going to talk more about Lane Kiffin because it just is a story that will not go away. There is a lot of attention being placed on a meeting that's possibly happening tomorrow. Today, as the overwhelming majority of you listen to this, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a report from Matt Zenitz. We will get your comments and more on this edition of the show. Again, my name is Michael Borky. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Also, the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That's the website, and they will take care of you. Doesn't matter where you are. They're off of Exit 40 in Brookhaven, but it is worth the trip if you are anywhere in Mississippi within driving distance and you want a great car buying experience that will also shave $1,000 off the top on me if you just tell them that I sent you. That's what they'll do at Toyota of Brookhaven. Great in-house financing, an awesome new and used selection, one of the highest rated service departments in the state. They will deliver for you. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. All right, so there's a few things that we need to get to. The Matt Zenitz report, the Chris Lowe, they're going to have a meeting Friday, and then also the anecdotes about the playoff selection. We'll get to all that. I do want to start with this, though. Somebody whose opinion that I value told me earlier that I probably need to dial it back a little bit on Lane Kiffin. And, I mean, it's no secret that I have, on all platforms that I have, voiced my displeasure with how this is being handled. And you guys know this about me. I've said it 100 times. It's because I think that somebody needs to, if somebody's going to have a platform, I think they should use that platform to support the fans, because the fans are the ones that not only fund the entire operation, but you fans are the reason why I get to do what I do also. So I care about you guys a lot, and I think that you guys are getting just dragged through the mud on all of this, and I don't think it's particularly fair. There's a way to handle all of this, and I don't think it's been handled particularly well. And clearly, my opinions, or at least my tweets, have gotten all the way up to the head coach, because he actually unfollowed me on Twitter this week. But, you know, maybe that's good advice to dial it back a little bit. I know I've gone pretty hard about this topic basically every day, all week long, and for a couple of weeks, because I just do not believe that the approach here was fair to the people that are funding the entire operation with their hard-earned money. That's just my opinion on it. I do think, though, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, the best possible outcome for Ole Miss is for Lane Kiffin, as early as tomorrow, as soon as possible, as soon as humanly possible, to sign a new contract with Ole Miss, announce he's staying, they get into the Egg Bowl full steam ahead, and he remains the head coach at Ole Miss. That is what I think is best for Ole Miss, because, I mean, you guys have seen it. You've been in the stadiums. You've watched the games. You have the program is winning in a consistency that it hasn't since before my father was born. Lane Kiffin has brought a level of winning that has been unbelievable to watch. And when he's not orchestrating this circus, he's funny, he's interesting, runs a really fun and compelling program, and wins a lot of games. What's best for Ole Miss is for him to stay at Ole Miss. That would be a good thing if that is what happens as soon as humanly possible, as early as tomorrow or today, because most of you will be listening to this on Friday. That is what, in my opinion, you should hope for, is for that to happen. So let's just put that out there. That is what's best for Ole Miss. That is what, for what it's worth, that's what I hope happens, because he's winning football games. This thing from Matt Zenitz, though, is exactly why I've been so critical of this process. And if you guys missed it, I'll tell you what it is. Matt Zenitz of CBS, who is not a clickbait guy. I know that there's just been so much. Anytime a media member says something, it's some percentage of the fan base is all clickbait. They don't know anything. They don't know anything. It's all clickbait. Matt Zenitz is not a clickbaiter, I don't believe. You don't get to the position that he's gotten in by perpetuating fake news. Matt Zenitz is good. He doesn't clickbait. He reports. And when he reports things, I think that you should listen. Here is what he said. Quote, if/when Lane Kiffin is hired as LSU's head coach, LSU is open to former Tigers head coach Ed Orgeron being part of Kiffin's staff. Sources tell CBS Sports. Kiffin and Orgeron have a long-standing relationship, end quote. Now, the if/when thing is at absolute best is interesting. If/when. I don't know how much you should read into that. Maybe it's Ed Orgeron's people continuing to try to keep his name in headlines because, I mean, On3 reported that he was talking to Arkansas and he's not getting the Arkansas job. And, you know, he's been trying to get back into coaching. Clearly he's done a media tour and all that. So maybe that's where it came from. But the report in and of itself does say that LSU is open to Ed Orgeron being on the staff, for one. And number two, this is precisely why I have maybe gone too far with my criticism of the process, though, because this report came out 8 days before Ole Miss plays in a win and you're in and you're hosting a playoff game at worst on the road at their in-state rival game. 8 days away from that. And instead of the conversation being about playoff scenarios or about just the Egg Bowl or about Trinidad Chambliss or Kewon Lacy or all these Mississippi guys on the defensive line playing in this Egg Bowl and how important the Egg Bowl is and what an interest. I mean, what a cool story that is, because in this era of the transfer portal, there's not a whole lot of like local flavor in games like this anymore. At least it doesn't feel that way anyway. And so, I mean, you've got all of that that you could have spent the week promoting and talking about. But why has Ole Miss not done anything remotely involving the promotion of Trinidad or Kewon Lacy for awards? I mean, specifically from the head coach anyway. Why is that? That has not been the conversation this week. This week should have been, frankly, a celebration. It should have been a hangover from the Florida game. It should have been nothing but playoff talk and promotion of the players on your team and promotion and discussion about storylines related to the Egg Bowl and the playoff and recruiting and all of those things. That's what this week should have been. And 8 days from that game, that win, and you're in and hosting a playoff game, the conversation, the headline, is about who would be on his staff at LSU. And look, maybe this meeting, and we'll get to the meeting in a second, maybe this meeting is signing an extension, boom, done, it's over, and everybody pretends like this week didn't go weird and pretends like this week wasn't a problem, and everybody just, you know, holds hands and sings kumbaya and everything is all good, right? Maybe that's what happens here. I don't know. And by the time you're listening to this, I hope there's resolution. I don't know if that's coming. But I do know here yet again, here's another thing that happened this week that was either weird or abnormal or off or disrespectful or whatever. something that should not have been the center of attention this week, that should not have been the conversation, but was. And it is not fair to you, the fans, at all, because as you guys know, and I'll keep doing this, I'll keep saying this because it's important to me. How many years have you guys spent of your life watching and supporting bad, incompetent football at Ole Miss? You've been there, though. You've gone to these games. You've been to the Grove. You've given your money. You've bought the tickets. And then Lane Kiffin comes, and then the winning starts. And what were you asked to do as fans? Give more and more and more and support more and go to more games and donate to the collective and donate more to the collective and donate more to the collective. And your tailgating costs are going up and all of this. And you, all you've done is step up and step up some more. And you have gotten to this point and your program is here and you can't even enjoy it because the headlines are about who's going to be on your coaching staff, or excuse me, who's going to be on his coaching staff at LSU. And also the team. It has been reported elsewhere by people like Chase, who you should listen to when these kind of things are reported, about some discomfort with among the players. I can tell you independently, like I told you guys on Sunday, confirmed it again earlier today, to piggyback off of somebody that is as credible as you could possibly be when it comes to this kind of stuff. Yes, there is frustration, disappointment. You could categorize it worse among players, starters, with how this is being handled. And that's a shame too, because this week should have been all about them and getting them ready for an important game. This week should have all been all about promoting them. And instead of that, it's been from every angle, they are poked and prodded about what their coach is going to do. And there is a mood, a feeling of frustration among the players. And how could you possibly create a situation in which you are 10-1, you're number 6 in the country, you're winning, you're in for the playoffs, and your team is frustrated? That to me is just simply unacceptable. And it's happened. And it can be resolved quickly. This can all end with the stroke of a pen. And to this point, it has not. I don't know how much you can actually read into this Orgeron thing. I really don't. I mean, maybe it's nothing. But I do know that this is yet another headline that could have been avoided. And instead, it's not. And that's very unfortunate, in my opinion, that here you are again having to listen to and deal with this instead of literally anything else that should have been happening this week. Maybe tomorrow it'll end with a stroke of a pen. We'll talk about that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money. That's what they do at Priority One Bank. They make you their priority. Again, every day. That is, it's in the name. And local loan servicing and decision-making is outstanding. Online banking, friendly people, Priority One Bank. It's in the name. They will make you their priority. Also, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. That's the website. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. And tell them I sent you, get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them if you need copiers and printers or mail machines, cloud storage, data security, IT projects, phone systems, whatever it is. If it's technology and it's in the office, Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. Don't forget to tell them that I sent you. All right, so that's item number one. Number two is this Chris Lowe article, pretty long one, kind of outlining this deal with Kiffin and playoffs and all that. On the playoff discussion, if Ole Miss were to lose the Egg Bowl, one, I think that would be a catastrophe in a lot of different ways. But two, if Ole Miss loses the Egg Bowl and they fall to 10-2, like I said before it really got like this, 10-2 is not a guarantee. After the Florida game, we talked about, hey, people are penciling them in. I don't think so. I don't think you can write Ole Miss and Sharpie on this bracket just yet, because there's a teams from outside of the top 12 are going to have to make this. You've got Tulane and James Madison out there. The ACC champion very well could be ranked behind you. The Big 12 champion could very well be ranked behind you. And considering the incompetency of the answers that you got from Hunter Yurecek, the chair of the committee, who, by the way, is running a coaching search himself right now, should scare you, because I don't think that you can trust those people to make sound, logical decisions. If Ole Miss and Oklahoma are both 10-2, Ole Miss should be in front of Oklahoma. They went to their place and won, but will they? I don't know, because look at how they're handling Miami and Notre Dame. Why is Alabama behind Notre Dame? Look at their resumes. Compare their resumes top to bottom. There's no reason for that. Compare Ole Miss and Texas Tech's resume right now, top to bottom. Why is Texas Tech in front of Ole Miss? There's no reason. So to put anything in the hands of the committee, I think, would be scary, because their answers to all of this have been horrendous. The part in this article, if you haven't read it, it's at On3, about if they win the Egg Bowl, it could still mess with things. Part of me wonders where that comes from, because there is absolutely, and I mean absolutely no way that an 11-win SEC team is getting knocked down in the playoffs to the point where they could jeopardize missing the playoff. I mean, that will not. Greg Sankey would nuke college football before that was allowed to happen. If Ole Miss finishes 11-1, and for some reason Kiffin were to leave and they don't host a playoff game, I still firmly believe that the most powerful man in college football, not named Jimmy Sexton, wouldn't allow that to happen, especially considering the SEC and the Big Ten control the fate of the college football playoff as it is. I just refuse to believe that, and part of me wonders why that was written. Was that somebody trying to angle some leverage in a discussion that they're having this week? I don't know. But I do know that's bogus. That's not going to happen. 11-1 Ole Miss is not missing the playoff or whatever. None of that's true. It's not happening. I would bet my car on it, my house. It's not happening. Even if Lane Kiffin leaves, I don't care that criteria. It doesn't matter. 11-1 SEC team is not getting left out of the playoff, even if Joe Judge is the one that's coaching them. So I think that's bogus, and I'm very curious as to why that got put in there. And then there's the other part, the meeting that is supposedly going to happen between Keith Carter and Lane Kiffin tomorrow. What is going to happen in this meeting? I don't know. I do find it curious that it's being spun as this big meeting that's going to happen on Friday, when we've been told all week that, man, they're best friends. They talk every day. I'm on Pat McAfee's show talking about how I've seen him twice already today. And I know that Ole Miss has kept an open line of communication during all this. I think Keith Carter has handled all this very well. Ole Miss operating silently in this deal, I think, has been a very good strategy to this point. I think Ole Miss, in the PR perspective of this, looks a hell of a lot better as a result. And so, you know, not being critical there, but what more could possibly be discussed at this point? I'm curious about that. Is it a final sales pitch? I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen in this meeting on Friday. I don't know if it's going to lead to resolution one way or another. There's been a rumor out there that a contract extension has already been signed. If that is the case, them waiting until Friday before Thanksgiving is just a total PR blunder, to the point where it doesn't really make sense to me. Maybe they do get finality tomorrow. Maybe they do get a decision tomorrow. I don't know. They might. As I said before, I'll say it again. You hope that this meeting ends with a commitment from Lane Kiffin to Ole Miss, because that's what's best for Ole Miss. That's what you hope happens. I'm not expecting that. I'm a little bit cynical in this process at this point. I'm not expecting it. the cynic in me also wonders if this waited until Friday because all of the students are gone and all of the players are gone. Not as chaotic in town, not as many people in town. Can't create a firestorm when your players and the students aren't around. That's a cynical question that I'm asking. That's not rooted in any kind of sourcing or anything. I'm just wondering, you know, the timing of this is fascinating. It's obvious that LSU is pushing for an answer. It's obvious that Florida is pushing for an answer, although most people think they're a distant third. We did have somebody that covers Florida for 24/7 on the radio show today, and for whatever it's worth, he said that he's heard that some kind of Florida traveling party, including Scott Strickland and some money people, were either A, on their way, or B, trying to get to Oxford to give a final sales pitch as well. I don't know what's going to happen. I do not have a clue at all. I do know that there's a ton of frustration, and there should be. I do know that I will never waver on my stance that this has been handled as terribly as it possibly could have been handled. I do know that, or I think I know that Lane Kiffin staying at Ole Miss would be what's best for Ole Miss. I also don't believe that this can continue on much further, especially when you've got a frustrated football team. When they return on Sunday, they need to have, they deserve some kind of an answer so they can focus in on what's important, which is the game, as opposed to all of the circus sideshow that they have been given. So I don't know what's going to happen. I wish I knew more. I don't like saying I don't know to you guys because I sound like I'm uninformed, but in this I am. I'm not informed on this. I don't think anybody is, for sure, anyway. We'll find out tomorrow. Or maybe we won't. Maybe nothing comes from tomorrow. I do think that no party involved can let this drag out much further. I think it has come to a decision time for Lane Kiffin. I think he owes his football team that. If not anybody else, he owes his football team that. Especially after some things that I heard today. So, anyway, glad that you guys are here. We will get to some of your comments. I'm not going to be live all that long, so we're going to kind of have to rapid fire through some of these. And, yeah. Are we supposed to have a decision in the morning? I honestly don't know. Guess we will know a lot by tomorrow. I do think by the end of the day tomorrow, a lot will be learned. Let's put it that way. I think a day at a time, we're closer to him leaving. He's burning all of his capital in Oxford. Can't see him returning at this point. Decision day, 11/21/25. I need an answer now. What's up, cool vibes? James, I wish we could. Just ready for all of this to be over. Your sentiment is echoed by a lot of people. Money people, players. Yeah. Guess I'll be watching my phone in the classroom tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah. That report by Matt Zenas was interesting, huh? Oh, yeah. I would love to know where that came from. Regardless, though, the fact that that is something that can be reported about you and your team and what's going on is a shame, is really what it is. As an Ole Miss alum, 2015, even if he agreed to stay, I'm over Lane Kiffin and would much rather pay another coach and keep the collective rolling. So I said on the show that I think the relationship, if he decides to stay, people will be excited because winning football will start happening again. And everybody loves winning football. I do think that you guys have embraced the person a lot and like have established an emotional connection to the coach. And I think this is going to create a much more transactional relationship. Because after 2022, what did you guys do? You rallied behind that, right? Oh, glad he's staying. Give money to the collective. Let's go, right? And after last year, there were frustrated fans, but there was still a rallying behind things, right? So what he said on Pat McAfee's show about you lose one, you're out of the top 10, two, you're out of the top 25, three, you're fired. Well, that was bogus because at Ole Miss, you had a roster that definitely should have made the playoff a year ago, and you lost three games, and not only were you not fired, there was no mention, no nothing at all related to hot seat in any way, shape, or form. Fans dove right back in to your program after you lost three games. Same thing in 2022 when you lost five. So I didn't like that part either. But the winning will happen. That Chris Lowe article was telling. Kiffin is trying to find a way to coach the playoff without an extension. I kind of thought that as well, but I just don't know. Do you think he coaches the Egg Bowl at this point? I think he does, and leaves a day or two later. I just don't know. I mean, I don't know, man. I keep saying I don't know because I don't know. So everything I'm going to say is just, you know, speculative. I just don't think you can continue. If you do, in fact, which I believe you do, have some number of really frustrated players, to allow this to continue much further. Would the committee punish Ole Miss if Kiffin left? I do think at 10-2, I would be concerned. Listen to Hunter Yurecek try to explain their rankings and tell me you shouldn't be concerned at 10-2. Most important thing for Ole Miss is they have to win the Egg Bowl. Yes, they do. Gosh, a loss in the Egg Bowl would be devastating. LSU bringing Ed O with Lane Kiffin. That's hilarious. They are close. They are close. I think Lane is generally surprised that he won't be able to coach the playoffs without signing an extension. Well, the calendar doesn't allow that. It doesn't. Chris Lowe's story felt planted. Kiffin is starting to play the victim, at least it seems, and that will backfire. Nobody's buying it. Nobody. Apparently Ole Miss could miss the playoffs if they become coachless, even at 11-1. I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all. But listen to the conversation we're having here. I mean, listen to this for a second. All of this discourse. Listen to this. You're considering, I mean, you're doing all of this song and dance. The only reason you would go to LSU is to put yourself in positions to win championships. And here you are in that position right now. You would leave. It makes no sense to me. That's why it's still mind-blowing to even think about the possibility of leaving a playoff team. And if he stays, that's the reason why, because you can't leave a playoff team. You are in that position now. You've worked your entire career to get to this point, and you're even entertaining the idea of leaving the pinnacle of your career. Forget Ole Miss for a second. Just think about it from a selfish perspective. Why are you even considering any of what you've done when you are where you would leave for LSU to get? You are right now what you would leave to try to obtain. You have it in your hands right now. It makes no sense at all. And so maybe common sense prevails. Maybe it does. But why would you leave what you have worked your whole life to get to? He has never coached a playoff game as a head coach before. Never done it. Here you are. And you're even considering, even entertaining the idea. It's crazy. I cannot believe that this is the discussion, but apparently it is. His teleconference was so damning yesterday, pissing on the fans and saying it's raining. Keep being a voice for the fans. I will try. I will try. I was reminded on the radio show yesterday that I don't speak for all of you. I don't. I just am trying to be a defender, I guess. I don't know. Superhero. Yeah, that's what I am. I'm a loser is what I am. But breaking news, more at 11. Unfollowing on Twitter sounds familiar to another coach. Yeah, so I've been unfollowed on Twitter by two Ole Miss coaches. Although Hugh unfollowed me and then followed me back and then unfollowed me again. That did happen. I got snip-snapped. But yes, I did. Didn't know you started so late. I do, yes. It's because of bedtime. I get home after 6 o'clock from the radio show, and when I got to put my guy to bed, I felt when we started at 8, I had to rush him. And he's getting older anyway, so 9 o'clock is less rushed than 8. So that's pretty much why. Fans equals customers. Fans buy tickets, merch, concessions, donate to the Grove Collective, etc. Some businesses consider these customers. Yeah. Don't support about dialing it back, bro. Keep being you. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. If he's going to return, it's got to be this weekend, right? It's going to get toxic in the next week. I think you have to. You have to. You have no choice. If something major happens tomorrow, I do think that I will go live tomorrow night. I'm not sure. But if something happens, I think I will. It's a complete shame because Ole Miss fans are mobilizing en masse to go to the Egg Bowl. Thoughts on that and the change to wearing powder blue? Powder blue stands out more against maroon. That's why. Let me see what the weather's going to be. I've noticed not as many people have powder blue like outerwear, if that makes sense. So 57 degrees is the high on Friday, so a beautiful day. Yeah, powder will stand out, and there will be more Ole Miss fans at a Starkville Egg Bowl than ever before. If he's getting the reported offer tomorrow and doesn't sign it, he isn't going to. Is it true that Ole Miss just got $40 million in NIL? I think that that is being over-exaggerated. I could be wrong. I think that it might be not that black and white. But, I mean, he's got a lot of money prepared to use. People have invested, and they have invested, and they have invested. His behavior is so strange. Is he trying to get fired? I still maintain that it's the behavior of someone that doesn't know what to do. When you don't want, like, if you don't know what to say, what do? You fumble over your words, right? If you don't know what to do, you make mistakes. Like, you just kind of freeze, and you're not sure, right? Like a baby giraffe almost. It's like you see them try to stand up and they really don't know what they're doing. Their legs are wobbling. And I think that's what this is. This is a baby giraffe trying to stand up, just completely unsure of what to do and how to handle it. And unfortunately, as a result of that, you guys in the team have been put through the ringer. If he was going to stay, why put the fans, the universities, his family, the players, and yourself all through this? I mean, my theory is because he doesn't want to, but might have to. That's my theory. I don't know that for sure. That is a guess and nothing more. How do you think this affects the rivalry between LSU and Ole Miss if he stays or leaves? I mean, let's be honest here for a second. If he goes to LSU, that game's in Oxford next year. What do you think that's going to be like? You remember what the Tennessee crowd was like? That was a long time after. That was years later. Many years later. And remember what that was like? Imagine Oxford next year. 1 year later. Hope Lane stays, but not going to beg like last time. I feel like that's the majority. That's why I called it transactional. I think that's what the relationship is going to be moving forward. It'd be funny if he was in here. Well, he unfollowed me. he didn't see me tweet out the link, so. Thrives on the attention. I'm done with him. Hope he stays, but I don't really care. I need an answer after the Egg Bowl one way or another. Think we're fine either way. If he stays, fine. If not, the program has never been in better shape on all fronts to succeed with a new coach. Despite the cycle being what it is, I think Ole Miss's candidate pool would be pretty strong as well. This fool's trying to coach all the way through the playoffs and leave. Glad Keith Carter called for a meeting. Think we all do. Just hope there are some backups and backups for the backup. There are. It's amazing how tone deaf he's been. Don't you have to think Jimmy Sexton is annoyed by this some? I mean, there's. I would be shocked beyond measure if he was advising all of this. There's no way that he is signing off on how all this has gone. Even if he signs an extension, fully expect this to happen again next year. It'll keep happening. Isn't Lane in Texas? I did see the picture and the tweet at SMU. I don't know if this is the case here, but I do know that tweets from locations have been sent, shall we say, erroneously, where the taker of the picture was a member of the staff and not him specifically. I know that because I have witnessed it with my very own eyes. So that is not something that I think. That is something that I saw happen earlier this year. So I don't know if that's what was happening there, but I would not, now that I know what I saw, I would not read too much into the picture of a location, because sometimes, at least one time, the picture was taken by a different member of the coaching staff that was at a high school game, but Lane Kiffin tweeted the picture. So Florida and LSU's actions would be not illegal, but against the rules in the NFL. They would, but college football does not have that kind of setup. I can't imagine Greg Sankey's real thrilled about how this has gone, but also, what can he do? There's no CBA. No matter what happens with the coaching staff, you will be rooting for Ole Miss in the playoffs. My co-host Brian Haydad says all the time, do not fall in love with players until they're done anyway. Like, you can love Jackson Dart now, right? But like Quinshon Judkins, before he was done playing at Ole Miss, you see why, right? Even though I understand why that went down and all that. But point being, don't fall in love with players. Do not fall in love with coaches. It is your school that matters. It is the logo on the helmet, not the name on the back of the jersey or the name of the coach, because the players will leave eventually, all of them. The coaches definitely will at some point, but the school will remain. So never become loyal to a coach or a player. Only become loyal to the school. And then the players, if they exhaust their eligibility or declare for the NFL at your school, then of course. But before that time, maybe just stick with the school until. Really appreciate the super chat, Shane. Thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you. Lane is good, no doubt, but he has character flaws. I'd still be happy to get him, but I really want Dillingham. Go Tigers, you say. LSU fan there. Appreciate you. The SEC office has to do something about this in the future. I tend to agree, but they can't, I guess. Wonder if he's trying to put himself as the victim in all this. It's a nightmare because he's on the verge of quitting on a playoff team. It's not going to work. Yeah, so on his daughter at the Booster Club thing, I entertained that conversation on the radio show. I regret that. I don't think we should discuss his children and their actions. I dismissed it initially, and then it got brought back up, and I commented on it. I should not have. I regret that, to be honest with you. Don't like that, and I think it's possibly even an old video anyway. So, yeah, not real thrilled with myself on that one. She is an adult, but still. She's still his kid, and I think that they should be off limits, and I broke my own rule there. Why not sign the extension and then explore options in a couple of years? Because the options are available right now. Think Summerall could coach the playoffs while being the new Ole Miss coach? I think he could too. It's a little bit different with Tulane versus going to a rival within your own conference, but I don't know. I do know that the second Florida leaked that he was going to interview with them, he shut it down completely, because that's what you do. But whatever. This is a problem of the timeline. Yes, it is. The timeline is a big problem. I do feel for everybody involved, including Lane, on this. The timeline is a problem. LSU basically gave a giant middle finger to Ole Miss this week between the flights and then this Orgeron thing. Yeah, no doubt. He's really hurting the team. He's going to cost us the playoffs. I will say this. They are frustrated, and they should be. I feel bad for the team. I don't think that they should have to deal with this. They are also professionals now. Regardless of whatever the hell your coach is doing, you need to lock in and play, because you are a professional football player now, and you have a job to do, and that job is to go win a game next Friday. So I don't care if your coach is being flaky. You need to lock in and play well because that's what you're getting paid to do. Somebody says, please, it isn't about us fans. It's about your clicks and getting paid more. You claim it's not like this, but won't shut up about it. All the rumors out there are because of social media. One person could end this with the stroke of a pen. Could have ended it a while ago, but they chose not to. So look, you can blame me. You can blame social media. This is the last thing I want to be talking about. I don't want to do this. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I have to do it again tomorrow too. It's annoying. I don't like this at all. I am certainly not perfect at all. I'm very flawed. I'm a very, very, very flawed man. I would like to believe that I am quite principled on this subject, though. It has been something that I have talked about for years. Talked about it after the Grove Tent debacle with the having to charge more for Grove Tents. Hated that. Talked about it on the radio. Some folks in the athletic department didn't appreciate what I had to say about that because I thought it sucked for you. So look, you can say that this is clickbait. That's fine. It's not. You're directing blame in the wrong place. This could have ended a long time ago. It didn't end a long time ago. It's not my fault. I'm not going to let you blame me for that either. Egg Bowl loss caused by this would be a cataclysmic failure and the destruction of the momentum of the program. They're playing for the opportunity to host the biggest sporting event in Mississippi history. Absolutely. Sadly, I think the distraction will result in a loss of state. Ole Miss dropping to 12 in the rankings and missing the playoffs. Lane announces he's leaving the following day. That would be the absolute worst. Yeah, I know. You're right. The spring semester starts before then. That's why signing day and the portal are when they are. I mean, the calendar's jacked up. It is. It's hard to find better dates than the ones that they currently have, though. Maybe you just don't consider leaving a team that's about to make the playoff as well. I'm going to skip a few just to avoid being repetitive, if that's okay. Playoff committee is the worst I've ever seen. Absolutely, it is. Texas Tech over Ole Miss 2 straight weeks is mind-blowing. The resumes don't stack up. They don't stack up. If you put them together, one's better than the other. What about Florida State in 23? Couldn't the committee argue that Lane was critical? They could. That was a 4-team playoff. Florida State was ranked number 5. Again, at 10-2, I think it's danger zone, big time. An 11-win SEC team is not missing the playoff regardless of what their coach does. Not happening. Was the meeting confirmed? Nobody's denied it, so I would expect that to be true. Wish he was screwing LSU and Florida over. He may. He may. That's still on the table here. He may. If he stays, he'll go through the same thing. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting repetitive. Forgive me. If he goes to Florida, I'll be floored. Kind of me too as well. And yeah, I mean, you've got other jobs that possibly come open. Florida State, Texas, Alabama next year, all that. Personally think he remains at Ole Miss. Walking away from a playoff team would just shock me. I mean, I know this is kind of how it's been. It would shock me, though. It would. Ole Miss deserves so much better than all this. I agree. Don't count Brian Kelly out as a dark horse to be the next LSU coach. Yeah, he'll come right back. He's becoming the villain again. Yes, he is. I have no idea when this supposed meeting is supposed to take place. Any chance he's doing this to get back at some players threatening to leave like he's doing? I think a 0% chance. It's crazy that this combo is all Kiffin and not Lacey to push him in the Heisman ballot. He deserves it and probably would be a front runner in any other situation. So Trinidad's existence doesn't help that either, because he's also a fun and interesting and compelling story. So Ole Miss's like attention for that is kind of divided, because they have two players that are in a similar boat. Yeah, I don't know what to do about these YouTube ads, man. It's been a disaster. What are all you hearing from what the players and assistants are saying during this? I don't know about the assistants. I don't know. But I do know that there are some number of players that are frustrated. Key players that are frustrated. It's been reported elsewhere. And I was able to confirm that earlier today, that there are key players that are fed up. Pete Golding said, I didn't come here to coach for you. I came here to... No, I don't know that. Sorry. I don't know that. I'm not going to speculate about somebody's personal life like that when I don't know it for sure. I believe you. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm not going to go down that road, if that's okay. Also, the super chat, thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you. Lane sounds like a man who's trying to gain public favor for when he gets suspended from coaching the playoffs. He wants the public support. He doesn't have it right now. Could he sue Ole Miss? That would be a bad idea. What percentage chance do you give him staying at this point? I mean, toss up. I have no idea. I really have no idea. I just can't imagine leaving a play. I really just can't fathom a coach and a competitor leaving a playoff team. I can't wrap my mind around it. You work your entire life to get to this point. Yeah, the playoff story is definitely planted. Do you honestly think they can win a championship this year? I don't know, but I know if you're in the playoff, you can. Their one loss is a one-score loss on the road at Georgia. You think that team can't win a championship? It's their one loss. They led in the fourth quarter in Athens. You think they can't? What makes you think that they can't? They're right in this position because they can. Wouldn't you say that the Kiffin special and all this Ole Miss is home and I love it here stuff looks like BS right now? In his defense, every coach says that. But in hindsight, that documentary looks like it was a please hire me billboard as opposed to what it was supposed to look like. Almost doesn't have the same prestige. They're right in this position. They're right there. Who cares about prestige? They're in the position. Hard to be an Ole Miss fan right now. Can't celebrate the team due to a circus. And now have, yeah, that Stephen A. Smith quote. I mean, that coming from the highest paid employee of the exclusive television partner of the Southeastern Conference is shameful. It is. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you. I know, sorry, guys. I really don't want to skip, but I just have to tonight. Coaches can also ruin a program, so thinking that a program can survive is not true. I mean, you are one bad hire away from a crater, and you're one good hire away from maintaining. It's really that simple. So does the Kiffin 2026 BTA hat he shared while riding with police just get ignored, or does that carry any weight? None, zero, because he sent his family the next day to visit Florida and then the next day to visit Baton Rouge. So no weight at all. Would an Egg Bowl loss benefit Lane in a way? He gets to leave without bailing on a playoff run? Probably. If I'm a player on that team and he leaves, that tells me he didn't believe in me or my team. Why would I want to follow him? or want him to coach me. I wouldn't. So I've seen this $40 million NIL rumor you guys are asking about. And the thing is, maybe that's true. Maybe it's there. There are concerns that the clearinghouse will actually have some kind of teeth. And I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm going to keep saying I don't know tonight because I don't know. Do I think there's another world where Ole Miss hires a coach and Lane coaches the playoffs? Still zero chance, in my opinion. Could be wrong, but zero chance. Kiffin even embarrassed the Ole Miss SID, Kyle Campbell and Pat McAfee. Like, what is he doing? And, man, Kyle's awesome as well. Don't think Pete Golding is going anywhere. I don't either. I don't either. Him being from Hammond does not mean a thing. I don't have to put up with Richard Cross anymore. Not anymore, except for every once in a while. No, he's not getting fired. You're not getting fired. It's not happening. All-State playoff predictor gives Ole Miss a 29% chance with an Egg Bowl loss. See what I mean? Dude, Ole Miss has never been relevant. You can't blame LK if he wants a new job and better job. The college NIL signing day portal all need to happen after the season is over, not LK's fault. Well, that last part I agree with, but you say Ole Miss has never been relevant. They're ranked number 6. What do you mean? What do you mean? They are quite literally in this moment relevant. What do you mean they've never been relevant? They are right now. So what do you mean? Will Lane be the Ole Miss head coach this time tomorrow? I think so. How do we know the team is frustrated? You can choose to believe me or not. It's up to you. If you don't find me credible, that's okay. That's totally fine. That's up to you. You can determine whether or not you think that is the case. If he stays, they will lie and say that he wasn't, or that wasn't true. Somebody will lie about that. But I am telling you that there is some number of players that are, and you can choose whether or not to believe that. That is up to you. Yeah, I'm just now getting to the trolls. But, hey, you guys subscribe. Would appreciate you. You're very terrible at it, but, hey. Hate how he's done this. Don't blame him for going to LSU if he truly wanted to go. Just handling it badly. Yeah. Your defense is weak. I'm not on the team. But yes, Ole Miss struggles in the defensive secondary. They have a flaw. Is there a perfect team out there right now? Do you have to be a perfect team to do that? Smash the like button. Yeah, while you're here, just do it. Honestly, if you let where a football coach will be next year bother you, then you need to look in the mirror and assess your priorities. Here's the thing, though, about that, man. People care a lot. Sports matter to people. And it's not just because, you know, here's why sports matter to people. Here's why sports matter to me. And everybody has a story like me. Are you ready to get deeply personal? Here's deep, deep stuff for you. I don't mind sharing this. My parents divorced when I was 9. And frankly, my dad got the shaft on that and traveled a lot for work. But I knew that if I had practice or a game, I would get to see my dad. And that's what we would bond over. So I played tennis. I played hockey. I played soccer. I played basketball. I played baseball. I played football. I did it all because that was, I got to see my dad. And he and I still to this day are deeply bonded as a result of sports. I don't love sports because I care about the outcome of games. That is a byproduct of why I love sports. I love sports because that is why and how I was able to connect with my father when I was growing up. And each and every one of you have a story like that or a reason why you love sports. It's not just because of where a football coach goes. That's a byproduct of the passion that they have because they have a deep life connection to an institution, to a team, to a city, to a sport. To be condescending towards people that have such passion about sports, I think is a mistake. And I will not make that mistake. Passion for something that you don't have control over is a beautiful thing. Passion for sports is amazing. Being a part of something that is bigger than you is fun. There is nothing better than being in a stadium after a win. I say nothing. There are a few things better. The birth of your children, things like that. Very few things can beat that feeling and that sense of community when you're in a stadium when your team wins. For whatever reason that brought you there. So I'm going to push back on the condescension about people being passionate about this. How do you expect the College Game Day crew to talk about this if we have no resolution? They're actually going to have to talk about it this time. The NCAA should extend the track and field season. Huh? Yeah, let's talk about that. Oh, man. Is it interesting that we haven't seen a decommitment during this? Surely they're having to reassure some of these kids, right? Oh, I'm sure. But recruits get lied to all the time. All the time. Somebody says sustainable with laughing emojis. Two programs in the SEC have won more than Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. He's been there for 6 years. I mean, you know, I'm not a smart guy. You seem very smart, Clifford T8S. That seems pretty sustainable to me. Yes, I have won 0 SEC championships. 0. Never played in one. Never played an SEC game. I've played golf with SEC golfers, though. Beat a couple of them, too, back in the day, back in my heyday. I couldn't now, but Oxford needs that playoff game so badly, man. So badly. Ethan, really appreciate the super chat, man. Really, really thank you. And yeah, see, that's another thing that I just can't wrap my mind around is like the pushback that you would receive, the blowback, the for leaving a playoff team. I mean, it would not go over well. Maybe you don't care. I don't know. I feel like you would. Could be talking about playoff matchups in the upcoming run instead. Have a bunch of fans of schools. Yeah, I know. I need to be a better moderator of the chat. Appreciate you, Edward. Thank you, man. Really, really appreciate you. What did Kiffin say in the teleconference? A lot. A lot of denial. The money quote, the big one was, don't know how this is being spun negatively. Do fans want a coach that will just go 5-7? As if those are the only two options. But anyway. All right. Yeah, Sunday stream's going to be something. I mean, if something crazy happens tomorrow, we might go live. Just depends. But Anyway, it's been an hour, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. I will see you guys. I'll try to look into moderating. I don't know how to do that. So I'll try to see if I can. And I mean, I would make sure that, you know, it's a few of you guys to weed all that out. But anyway, really appreciate you guys. And I will see you possibly tomorrow. But definitely Sunday. Don't count on it. But if something crazy happens and breaks, we'll do something tomorrow. But in the meantime, I'll see you Sunday. Y'all have a good night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.